A little bit of a rough pricey about Marnik and Moses on Reeks with that magnificent 150 odd in the first innings for New South Wales. And then it was the likes, obviously, of a big century for Daniel Hughes and another one for Larkin as well in the second innings. But I guess the bigger thing is that the Queenslanders failed to fire their own line. Matthew Renshaw and also, just had a mental.
Labuschagne.
Joe Burns.
Joe Burns is not out in the second innings. So if he makes a big score, does that put him in contention?
Well, it's against a test attack, isn't it? Of Cummins, obviously, Hazelwood. We look forward to Stark and Nathan Lyon as New South Wales push for victory on day four at Marnika Oval. Jeff Henry Lawson, good morning.
Good morning to you, Terrence. Good morning, Loz.
They should get the win, you'd like to think, with that sort of bowling lineup against the Queenslanders.
You'd like to think it's a pretty good batting wicket still on day four. You see how quickly New South Wales scored yesterday to set up that declaration. So you have to bowl well, but it is the test lineup. Nathan Lyon bowled terrifically well in the first inning, so hopefully with a bit more spin, he'll be able to double that up. But yeah, two down overnight. But as you said, you know, Joe Burns has got a chance to show the selectors what he can do against a test strength bowling lineup.
A guy like Matty Renshaw, Henry, has failed to get runs, and obviously the selectors are meeting today. The fact that he hasn't got runs, does that mean that they won't consider him, or do you think that they will, and he's a mighty hope of playing in that first test?
No, look, that is the big question, Loz. I mean, the selectors would have loved him to make runs. I think they would have liked to pick him, but he just hasn't really fired these opening few Sheffield Shield games and a couple of quite low scores against New South Wales, out twice to the test fast bowlers. That would be a bit of a gamble, but we're in this situation in Australian cricket where, mate, you have to gamble with somebody, and he's someone who's got test runs before, so maybe it's time to just say, we're going to stick with this young guy, and that's the way it's going to go for this summer. You know, he can play all four tests against India. So it might be just time to gamble on the fact that he's been successful before.
Yeah, so Aaron Finch is a lock, you would think, for one opening position, Renshaw the other?
And of course, Aaron Finch is off playing, 28 cricket at the moment, which is, that's not going to help your test selection. But given his partial success in the UAE, he'll be getting a start.
So the one thing that, obviously, our batsmen are really struggling, but even in the three Sheffield Shield games that have been played over the last few days, Henry, there's only been one score, and that was from New South Wales, where the team actually scored over 300.
Yeah, lots of low scores. Yeah. That Hobart game, Tassie got 80-odd in the first dig. Victoria then struggled early and got some runs on day two. So that pitch obviously had plenty in it on the first day and settled down a bit. Once again, Loz, the batsmen aren't doing the business. Adelaide Oval, I watched a few highlights from there, and the pitch was certainly doing plenty, which it has done the last few years. The curator has left a thickness of grass there for the Shield cricket to help out the South Australian seamers of many and Winter of these sort of guys. So the batsmen still aren't quite doing the business. It's the malaise of Australian cricket at the moment.
It is. One bloke who's sticking his hand up. Now, if the selectors say, look, mate, you're not in the side because you've got to go back to the Shield arena and make runs, force our hand. Well, I've got to say, Alex Doolan's done that. Right? He's played a handful of test matches. He's been in the wilderness for 4 years. So far this year, Henry's made 115, 76, 53, 90, and now 94. I mean, what does he have to do?
Well, he did have his chance some time ago in test cricket.
Yeah.
He continues. One of Alex, is a good player. He tends to be 100 or not much. It's rocks or diamonds with him a bit. Probably, if you look up the selector's criteria, he doesn't make enough 30s.
All right. What about Peter Hanscom? Well, Peter Hanscom had his opportunity, so you put a pen through him too?
Once again, you've got to pick Peter Hanscom on his potential. But that 30s comment, that's about that new criteria the selectors put out. You've got to get 30s. What an absolute joke that was.
Well, we didn't pick
Chris. What about hundreds?
This morning, which is excellent. But you know, Hanscom, once again, you know, quality player. You know, why wasn't he playing in the UAE against Pakistan? I don't understand why he's sitting on the sideline.
Yeah, he looks to have hopefully overcome some of those technical issues, which is...
Well, he's got his own methods. You know, he's not your orthodox batsman, but, you know, the currencies runs, boys, runs. Do we give Moses another hit after his 150? And he only got out the second dig, you know, trying to get on with the scoring grade.
Mitch Marsh that. Is a lock in for you, Henry?
Not for me personally. No, I'd just move him on.
Yeah,
I mean, he's 36. He averages 35 in 34 Test matches. You know, can we give some young player a chance there instead of bringing him back?
Okay, so what is it? Stoinis comes in as the all-rounder.
I'm much more a Stoinis man. But once again, based on potential, obviously he bowled quite well in the one day, as his bowling looks like it's much better than Mitch Marsh's. And he has made some runs. And, you know, once again, they're playing different formats of the game. You know, we've got to get out there and play the one format. But he's done okay in limited over cricket. His bowling's quite good. And you know, I think he is a good player. But we're not going to pick him on, you know, a vast swatch of runs. We're just going to pick him on potential. But he's a guy I'd probably have at number six, taking the Mitch Marsh spot.
Yeah, well, he's that one, all right. Give me your top six, Henry.
Oh. Yeah, I need some time, but obviously, I would probably go for Renshaw up the top with Finch.
Yeah. Khawaja 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm liking to get out. I think he's supposed to be back playing next game, which will be good.
Yep.
So definitely Khawaja 3.
Sean Marsh?
No, he's not playing, Loz.
Yeah.
Got to move on from, you know, this perpetual disappointment that the Marsh brothers, neither of them are playing.
Oh, but right, yeah.
Despite the Australian coach said he's got lots of confidence in the Marsh brothers.
TK loves Sean Marsh.
Well, I think he's in the top six batsmen in the country. I don't love him, but, you know, I mean, I think he's one of the top six batsmen in the country.
Yeah, his test form doesn't sort of indicate that.
Well, whose does? Name six above him.
Well, I've got four. I'm going to go Stoinis as well. I'm certainly not going Marnus.
Yeah, well, Stoinis bats at six, right? Who bats at four?
Hanscom.
I got Hanscom 5. Right. So who's bats at 5?
I'll just throw one out there in Jake Lehman.
Yeah.
No runs this week, but it's the first time he missed out the Shield this year.
Yep. I don't mind that.
He's just based on form.
He's got something about him.
It's a nice thing to base your selection on form.
No, he's done. He was in the mix maybe when just on the peripheral, but he's done everything possible to push his claims.
Well, he's
no
been as consistent as anybody at the start of the Shield season.
Okay, he's your wild card. Beautiful.
There you go.
That's what we want.
That's too easy. Too easy.
Good on you, mate.
Australia's success this summer against India will be based on its attack. They need Cummins, Stark, Hazel, Lyon to keep knocking India over cheaply, which won't be easy because they're a good side. But if they're not knocking India over for less than 300 often, it's going to be a tough, ugly test series.
Said like a bowler. Good on you, Henry. It's for me, it's all about runs.